Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. This is actually really Pastor Al Davis today, and not Pastor John Lutz filling in for me today. So I really appreciate Pastor Lutz having filled in for me the past few weeks, and he's filling in for me on Friday afternoon and Sunday night. I've been out, most of our listeners know I was out with coronavirus. Had a little hospital stay, and getting back to good health, and so it's just good to be back in the studio today. If you were listening earlier, I actually had the opportunity to be on the air filling in for Pastor Lutz in the last half hour, so we were talking about some things there. We might continue some of those thoughts into this half hour as well. But I do want to thank everybody who's been praying for me and for my wife. It's been an experience, I guess. That's not one that I want to recommend to everybody, but like I said in the last half hour, if I could give a piece of advice to people listening, go out and get one of those little pulse ox meters that clips on the end of your finger. You can get them for a few dollars at any drugstore, probably Walgreens or CVS or Mark's or just about anywhere. And I'm telling you, that is one of the best things that you can have in your house. That's why I went to the hospital. I had one of them. Of course, my wife's a nurse. She has one normally, but I clipped that on the end of my finger, and my pulse ox was down, getting low, below 90, and so we went into the hospital. They stuck me on oxygen, stuck me in a room, and I got to experience the full treatment, the 5 days, five treatments of the remdesivir, and antiviral drug. I remember when I was in high school and college, I studied biology in high school and, of course, in college, a biology degree. And I can remember biology classes where they said, you know, there's never going to be an antiviral drug. We have antibacterial drugs, which we give people. You know, you get some kind of bacteria, they go in, they give you antibiotics and things like that. But they said there's never going to be an antiviral drug. And while I was in the hospital being treated, I looked it up a little bit, some of the history in the remdesivir. It's interesting because ultimately, these antiviral drugs go back to the AIDS research that began back in the 80s. And they began finding out that you can make antivirals. And they had actually tested remdesivir against Ebola back in, I'm not sure when it was, how long ago it was, but they didn't get much success with it. And so they were testing it against other viral agents, and they began testing it against coronaviruses. Now, we talk about coronavirus, we think of COVID, but there's a whole family of coronaviruses, just like there's a whole family of influenza viruses. And there's two other coronaviruses that have been around a lot longer, and that is MERS and SARS. And they had really good results against MERS and SARS and with remdesivir. And so back last April, thanks to the foresight of the Trump administration and their streamlining of some of the FDA regulations and things of that nature, they began testing people with remdesivir, and they were getting such good results that by October they were administering it routinely. Remember, even President Trump was treated with remdesivir. And so you have to be in the hospital to get it because it goes in through an IV. And for me, it was five treatments and Have no idea what it's going to cost, but at least they worked. And they managed to knock the virus back. And, of course, they had to treat me for COVID-caused pneumonia. And so once they got everything under control, got my breathing under control, got my oxygen under control, and the pneumonia under control and everything. And so a week ago, they had me walk back and forth several times in the room and pronounced me good to go. And I got home from the hospital a week ago this evening. So that's good. And then I had to, of course, be on quarantine for a while. And so yesterday was actually the first day that I was allowed out, and went out, went to the post office, went to the bank, went back home, sat on the couch for an hour and a half. I was completely worn out. And that is another side effect of coronavirus. It tires you out quite a bit, saps your energy. But I'm just thankful I've been able to come in here and sit in here in the studio. Since I don't have to get up and move around, I've been able to handle being in here today. And I was able actually to call into the radio program last Sunday night and join Pastor Lutz on the phone and chat last Sunday night. And so again, I do want to thank everybody that's been praying for me. Everybody's been praying for my wife, and God answers prayer. My wife, when she came down, we both came down with it on the 15th of January, and she never had much problem with it. She never really got very bad, achy, headache, tired, and that was about it. And so I'm the one that decided to get the full experience here, so I don't recommend it. So better ways to take a break. But do encourage you to check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And trying to get some of our past programs updated on there. I was able to get some stuff done there over the last couple of days, and so we're adding to that. Also want to mention, we have our regular scheduled Friday night Bible study tonight. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road. We'll have that information at the end of the program there in Richfield, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. And this will be the first time that I've been back there since the middle of January. And we're looking forward to being able to be back. And I've addressed a little bit. We were using Google Meet a little bit when I was able to come in through that. But it'll be good to be there in person and good to see people again. And again, I just want to give a thanks to my church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and all the people there that helped and filled in and came together. You know, it's a challenge for any church when the pastor is out for several weeks, and especially when it's a small church. But we had people who came together, and people worked together, got things together, and handled the preaching, the teaching, the technical things to get things going. And so I'm looking forward to getting back. I'll be there, like I said, tonight at 7 o'clock. And our church, of course, meets, as I said, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And then we'll be there on Sunday. It'll be my first Sunday back since getting sick as well. And so anxious to get back into preaching and teaching, but good to be on the radio with you here as well. And like I said, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com, and we'll be getting some more things together there. And well, we're going to get into a few things here today too. We do have a caller calling in, and I will warn you, there's a thing called brain fog that comes with COVID, and I had people that had it tell me about it, and so, just a fair warning, most of the last 3 weeks, I've not paid any attention to the news. That's how my wife knew I was sick. I'm a news junkie. And one of the first things that started happening, well, I guess for about the first 5 days or so, I was still okay. But the last thing I paid attention to news-wise with politics and everything was when President Trump gave his farewell address at Joint Base Andrews and then boarded Air Force One and flew off. So I will readily admit that for the last few weeks since then, since the 20th of January, I just haven't been able to follow the news and pay much attention to it. So been concentrating a little more on reading the Bible, and which is not a bad thing. Certainly recommend that. But we're going to get into a couple things. So again, we do have a caller today calling in. And so we have Terry calling in today. And Terry, welcome to the program.
Good to hear that you're doing well, Pastor L.
I'm doing much better. I'm glad to hear I'm doing well.
Yes.
when my
your real name is Alfred, right?
Yes.
Your name is Alfred?
Yeah.
Alfred B. Davis?
Yep, that's me. But
you don't hear that very often.
Yeah, I was going to say, when my pulse ox started dropping and I was getting short of breath, my biggest fear I was going to pass out and wake up in the ICU. But I'm just thankful that did not happen and got in. And the hospital where I went, Akron Summa here, local, tremendous. They did a tremendous job. Can't say enough about them.
And Disappear is what you took, right, to help?
Yeah, the Remdesivir.
Yeah.
They had that for the COVID and steroids and other things for the pneumonia.
Yes. And I was going to thank you guys for sending me the book of prayer. Praying expectantly.
Yeah, that's right. For our listeners that aren't aware, back in early January, I think it was the second Sunday in January, I believe it was, we did a contest and we gave out some books, Praying Effectively for the Lost. How do you like it?
I loved it. It's really encouraging. And the Birth of Christ, I really love that. I've read it a couple times already.
Uh-huh.
And I'm considering memorizing it. It'd be a lot of memorizing, but it's possible.
Well,
I like to memorize it.
You know, and the nice thing with that booklet, I think inside of it is a coupon where you can order more booklets if you have people you want to give it to.
Yeah, I was considering that. That was in the praying for the effective.
This
is really right on. I like the scriptures that you use in the Birth of Christ. Is right on the money.
Uh huh.
It's all come from the King James Version, which I'm a King James Version fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I was going to mention about your new president, you know, I don't want to say too much about him, but, you know, the first day in office, not only did he cause a lot of jobs for the United States, but he caused jobs lost in Canada here because he put a stop to the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, I do remember hearing that, and the reason I remember hearing that is because, you know, you had the, I'm not sure what the name of the union here is, the pipe fitter union or whoever it was that all those people working on the pipeline worked for or are affiliated with. And you had this crazy union that endorsed Joe Biden for president when he said he was going to kill the Keystone Pipeline. He comes into office and he kills it. And then they're upset with him. Well, they voted for him. They endorsed him. That's just pure stupidity.
Well, that's caught because of the environmental issues, I guess.
Actually, it's because of his friend Buffett, who owns train cars and wants to ship everything in tanker cars rather than pipelines. And unfortunately, unfortunately, trains, while they're great, they're not as safe as pipelines. Pipelines are the safest, most effective way to ship that oil. And I know a lot of it was working with Canada. It made the United States and Canada energy independent. And the other thing is it was also, you know, it was a sellout to the Iranians, to the Russians, to the Chinese.
Yeah, because, you know, we should buy the oil here and not over there.
Yeah, United States.
Yeah, we have enough oil in this country
yeah.
and the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say, the United States and Canada, you know, We could supply the world with oil. We've got more oil in the United States and Canada than anywhere else in the world.
That's right. And, you know, in Newfoundland, you've heard of Newfoundland in the United States, like they have oil in the middle of the sea there.
Yeah.
And they've been fighting over that for years to try to figure out who that belongs to.
Uh-huh. So
if they can figure that out, and just start drilling there, then there's enough oil there to keep the whole world or the United States and Canada going for a long time.
Well, and the thing is, God knew what he was doing when he created the oil. You know, this idea that all we're doing is burning up dead dinosaurs, that's nonsense. There's actually geological evidence that oil is formed where the crust of the earth and the mantle of the earth come together. There's an area there, and it causes hydrocarbons to form, and they bubble up and they collect in certain areas. That's why some of the old oil fields that were played out, the pressure's coming back up in them. And so oil is something that's not just, I mean, there was some old dinosaurs, I'm sure, but it's something that God put a process in place where oil is being created, natural gas is being created, and between the two of them, that is one of the most efficient forms of energy that God's given us to be able to use to accomplish so many things. So,
what do you think of defracking?
Well, it's been around for decades. My parents, when I was in college, a guy came through drilling in our area. They fracked in our area. They've been fracking for years. And with the ability to go horizontally that they developed in the last couple of decades, it's much more efficient. It's much safer. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. And but God is blessed. And see, God has set these things up for us. He called us to be stewards of the world that he's given us. Remember in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, where he talked about in getting into chapter 3, where he talked about our mandate, to manage and watch over his creation. And he put these things here for us to use, to discover. And God has really blessed. And it's just, we've got people in power, though, who worship the creature more than the creator. And they don't want to use the things that God's given us. And so we need to work, in both our countries to develop a more of a biblical worldview to where people will try to use the resources that God has given us wisely so that we can accomplish more good for him. But, of course, we are in a race against time. We understand the latter days that we're in and that the Lord is coming back for us soon. The revelation of the Antichrist and things like that is going to be taking place. But in the meanwhile, we should be trying to be as proactive as we can as believers, I think. But
nobody knows on the day or the hour.
He's going to come. We know we're in the last days, but we need to use these things that God's given us so that we can do the best that we can to help people. And I'll tell you what, low-cost energy, you think about it, the way the gasoline prices have been over the last several years, that is one of the best ways to encourage the economy, one of the best ways to encourage growth. As people have the low-cost energy to be able to go out and do things, to grow food, to start businesses, to run restaurants, to do all these things that improves the lives of people. And then it helps us as Christians to be able to do more and have the resources and things.
That's what I liked about Ford's idea. The man that built the Ford, he did that too. He lowered the prices on the vehicle so that people could afford them.
Yeah.
And it helped the economy overall.
Oh, my. And think of the change. They called the Green Revolution in the 40s and 50s after World War II with the advent of mechanical tractors as opposed to horses and mules and things, and the advent of some of the fertilizers and things that sparked what they called the Green Revolution, the agricultural revolution that promoted the production of farms across the United States and Canada. When you go up through the central part of the plains from the United States and up into Canada, that's the breadbasket of the world, isn't it?
Yep.
And it's because of that energy and things that God has given to us. Oh, I see I have another caller calling in too here this evening or afternoon. But yeah, we need to pray and encourage people to look up, do the best that we can in the challenging times that we live, but not to give up hope, not to lose sight of the fact that God is with us and He's still got a plan, He's still got a purpose.
This is some familiar, real quick. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Hmm.
That's your theme song, isn't it?
I'm not sure the name of the theme song. I've heard it in the past, but I really don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We offer unto you the spirit of praise.
I'll have to look that up sometime again. It's been a long time since I looked at it. It was just something that we found that seemed kind of nice and not slow since we started out late at night, and that's
beautiful
what we
song.
Went with. I'm sorry?
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. But Terry, I'm going to let you go because I got Nancy calling in here, and good to talk to you tonight, and I'll be back on, Lord willing, Sunday night as well. So, all right. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy calling in tonight.
Oh, this afternoon.
Or afternoon, I'm still a little out of it, but making do.
But you know what? I did not detect, I just wanted to comment, I did not detect any brain fog at all when you were on the John Lutz show, and I thought it was an excellent explanation about God putting Trump in the office, you know, 2016, and then it was God's decision to put Biden in.
Right, right. And I was just going to interrupt a second for those who...
I did not get any brain fog at all.
Well, thank you.
I did really, really well.
Yeah, let me just interrupt there a second. For those who are listening who did not hear the previous program, I was in Daniel chapter 2 talking about what Daniel said before he interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream. He was talking about the wisdom and might that belongs to God and how he sets up kings and takes down kings. But I appreciate that, Nancy. Thank you.
Oh, it was very, very reassuring and very excellent. And my friends and I were very happy that you're going to be in the studio tonight. We're planning on coming down. But we were going to come anyhow. And I was going to say, when you had those last two meetings on Google Meet, it was nice to see you on the big screen.
Yeah,
and the meetings were really conducted well. Neil did all the technical expertise with the big screen, and Ezekiel, he sort of led the class. It was just it went very smoothly, and I really enjoyed both meetings.
Well,
we prefer having the person.
Well, it's as I said before, that's been one of the big blessings of going through this, is seeing how people at our church came together and helped each other out and helped me out. What an encouragement. What a blessing.
Oh, it was. You have some very wonderful people in your church. And I thought it was kind of funny that Terry came on first and I came on at the end because it's usually the reverse. So we did a switcheroo.
Yeah, usually you folks call on Sunday night. But I'm looking forward, like I said, to being there tonight. After a while, because I figured out it's about 3 weeks I haven't been able to really do anything, and so it just was so good to get out yesterday, and my wife and I even went out to eat last night, and that was nice.
Wow!
So
that was nice. We're so happy to have you back, Pastor Al.
Well, I appreciate that. And
we prayed so hard for you.
Well, I know a lot of people were praying. I heard from people in other states, even people outside of the country, and people I didn't know were praying for me. And that was a real blessing. But I'm glad the Lord answers prayers. And we're about out of time. Nancy, I want to thank you for calling. Look forward to seeing you tonight. And again, for everybody listening, thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for listening today. I hope you'll join us on Sunday night as well. And if you can make it tonight to our Bible study, 7 o'clock tonight. And thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.